Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. A crucial meeting of the GST Council is on to approve the biggest overhaul of the indirect tax system since its 2017 launch. The GST Council approved a dual tax rate structure of 5% and 28%, removing the slabs of 12% and 18%, reports Money Control. The Council is likely to bring relief to the clean energy sector with potential tax cuts, writes Shweta Goswami. Green hydrogen and electrolyzers, currently taxed at 18%, may see a reduction to 5%. Battery energy storage systems could also benefit from a tax cut to 5%. Whether Tata Sons remains private now hinges on Shapoorji Pallonji Group's stance. The RBI may allow the holding company of the Tata Group to remain unlisted, provided its shareholders, Tata Trusts and the Shapoorji Pallonji Group can agree on the matter, reports Hamzini Karthik. The SP Group, which holds an 18.4% stake in Tata Sons, is in favour of listing the company to generate liquidity, while Tata Trusts, the majority owner, wants to keep it unlisted. In our tech special story today, eight Indian and US investment firms have pledged $1 billion to back deep tech ventures in semiconductors, AI, robotics, space, defence and medical devices, report Ehik Sur and Aryaman Gupta. The alliance, finalised in under a month, aims to bridge the long-standing capital gap in deep tech and has already started deploying capital, with investors expecting the government to support the initiative through a one-to-one matching of funds, effectively doubling the pool to at least $2 billion. Despite improving India-China ties, Chinese telecom majors Huawei and ZTE are unlikely to see immediate regulatory relief for their India operations, reports Danish Khan. Both companies continue to be blocked from bidding for new contracts under India's trusted sources guidelines. India maintains that non-trusted equipment can't be deployed in local telecom networks. US trading firm Jane Street has filed a case against SEBI in the Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, challenging the market regulator's allegations of market manipulation, reports Brajesh Kumar. SAT will hear Jane Street's appeal on September 8th, where the firm will seek full and free inspection of documents related to SEBI's investigation. Premium wine has been showing double-digit growth in non-metro markets such as Assam, Orissa and Rajasthan. Sula Vineyards CEO Rajiv Samant spoke to Padmini Dhruvaraj on the premiumization trend, wine tourism and changing lifestyle choices across Tier 2 and 3 cities. Food delivery companies are trying to boost margins. Zomato has increased its platform fee to 12 rupees per order from 10 rupees earlier, aiming to boost profitability amid the festival season rush, reports Aryaman Gupta. Meanwhile, rival Swiggy hiked its platform fee for the third time in 3 weeks, taking it to 15 rupees. The influencer economy has been jolted by the ban on online gaming, with brand campaigns paused, payments stuck, and revenues drying up, reports Mariam Faruqi. The ban is expected to impact 25% of influencer collaborations, with the industry estimating a loss of over 1,500 crore rupees annually. At a time when China is trying to change the dominant narrative of World War II, focusing on how different Chinese memories of the period are compared to Western perceptions, Sanjeev Shankaran has an interesting piece on India's contribution to World War II. Check out his piece on the largely untold Indian story, when 2.5 million Indian soldiers fought in various theatres, its complex legacy and geopolitical impact. And finally, do read Hiral Thanawala's piece on how homeschooling is emerging as a viable alternative to traditional schooling in India, with cumulative enrollment of 27.1 lakh students in homeschooling across the country. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.